Hold on tight, cause it's gonna be intense.
I'm back. This is part two or volume two of The Perfect Head. I got a little bit more cozy and I think this is more than necessary, even more than the blowjob talk, because pussies are like snowflakes and I'm going to keep saying it. We're all different. We all like different things. And most importantly, we need to figure that out by ourselves. So when we have someone to share an experience via our pussy, we know exactly what we want and we're not just being there. To actually enjoy being devoured, you have to be present. You have to be super present in the moment. And what better way to do that than with foreplay? Foreplay to me is the key. And as I said before in the last episode, we get scared because we think foreplay is like you have to dress up as something or you have to pretend to be something you're not. No, we can just do like non-sexual acts that will stimulate us into sexual tension. That's basically it. Y así se inicia, punto. Vamos a empezar que first of all, you guys, you know, whip your dicks out to pee. We have to literally squat and be ashamed. You guys could pee wherever you want, pop it out, and no one's gonna tell you anything. Hasta en eso, es como que tranqui en normal. Do you know how self-conscious we are of flashing our pussy? Imagine, like, we're self-conscious of peeing in the street. I'm not. Y'all safe though. Pero we're self-conscious of literally peeing in the street when we're hanging out. Imagine how self-conscious we are when you have like two eyes literally staring at your vagina on its way to eat it up. And as women, we're always like, oh my God, is it gonna taste good? Is it like pretty? Will he like it? Will I like it? There's like so much things that go on beyond the actual head. I think it's a little bit more complicated than what it actually seems. But I got you. Because as I said before, I'm not a big fan of getting head myself. I prefer giving it. And it has taken a lot to actually know what type of head I like. I'm a clitorial bitch. I love stimulation por afuerita. That's my thing. That's what I do. That's what we love. La persona que I've been with that have ate my pussy 100% A+, are very aware of the clitoris and pay super attention to it, either with his tongue or her tongue or with its hands. Obviously, circular motions, people say to do the figure eight. Honestly, if you do this, I'm telling you guys, you have to watch these two episodes on YouTube because I'm doing a lot of things with my face that I can't like describe. I'm literally just poking my tongue out. In the clitoris, like open the pussy and do like this in the clitoris, like very hard with your tongue. Your tongue is one of the strongest muscles. You can do it. And obviously like stay there most of the time. Go, like, lick the outer parts, lick the labia, and go again and stay there and tease me and, like, take it back as a punishment. Like, stop doing it as a punishment. I'm going to tell you to keep going. And eventually I could squirt, and if not, I will be, like, super ultra wet. But I've only done, like, squirted and even, like, came in someone's mouth, like, 3 times. And I've gotten my pussy eaten a lot more than 3 times. But it was because of that. They were, like, super focused on the clitoris. And also, I do not like penetration that much. I like it, but, like, when we're in, like, foreplay, like, I don't like fingering that much. And it's not that I don't like fingering. I don't like when guys finger you like it's a fucking rasca y gana. O como que his lives depend on it. ¿Me entiendes? Como que hay un tipo de fast. Porque esto es el feeling. Tienes que hacerlo adentro para acá. Para que le dé a la parecita de la vejiga. Para adentro para acá. Cuando está así. Como que... No, I don't know how to explain it. A mí, por lo menos, no me causa ningún tipo de satisfacción. Probablemente si fluí y me estaban haciendo eso, es porque ya estaba super ultra wet and I was like super like horny and up for it. But aquí voy a buscarle unos tips que I found que son un poquito, like, they have like terms and names, and I think that's what guys need. Los tipos necesitan literal un fucking mapa. So here are some terms of different styles of techniques of when you're eating pussy. First of all, voy a hacerlo step by step. Step by step, you need to foreplay. Kiss her, talk to her, look into her eyes, breathe on her neck, lick her ears if she likes that. I know people that don't like that. I love that. Then you can literally kiss her body, breathe, like, smell her. I love when guys smell me. That's like, and they tell her that she smells good. Then go down and through her thighs and kiss, like, entre medio de los thighs. And literal, o sea, if you're like this and you're like, sus muslos están aquí, right? Esto es un episodio que tienes que ver en YouTube. Si sus muslos están aquí and you're like going to eat it, like kiss around the area and kiss literally the pussy. Look at it. Like, obviously, no es como que Inspector Gadget, but literally look at it. Look at her. Tell her that it's so fucking gorgeous. Que qué rica, mami, que si canca, canca, canca. Ese tipo de cosas ya a mí me tienen como, oh my God, just put it in your mouth, literal. Ya ahí she's gonna be like, la amo, es perfecta. Eat it, literal, and swallow every drip that comes out. ¿Verdad? Boom. Sorry. Y vamos ahora para los términos. El primero es the flat out. So that's having the flat part of your tongue and moving it in an upwards direction across the inner labia to the clitoris and the glands of the clitoris. Es que literalmente como que, bueno, estamos aquí, pop. The pussy is right here. Es literalmente, the clitoris is here and la labia está aquí. The clitoris. Y aquí, and you literally, your tongue is flat. And when you get to the clitoris, no dice eso ahí, but I think, a mí me gusta esto. Yeah, I lick it, whatever, if you want to, like, lick everything. But and cuando llegues arriba, presiona. Because everything is about, like, the clitoris is about pressure and repetición. Es hacer el mismo movimiento un par de veces con un poquito de presión, con la perfecta presión. The pointer. Este es el que a mí me gusta. Using your tongue in a more pointed technique that can allow you to have more direct stimulation. So with that, you might go up and down, side to side, in circles around the clitoris. A mí me gusta side to side. Circles está bien también, but that's tiring. Pero literal, side to side, you're fine. Literal, that's fucking great. And in a squirter, usualmente vamos a squirt así. If you're doing an excellent job, como que yo he tenido tipo hacerme esto y no he squirteado. So that does not mean como que squirting does not mean that you came. It's just like you're really horny. You, de ahí como, yo siento que, yo lo hablé antes, when I squirt, es como que, ah, oh, ok, ahora métemelo. ¿Me entiende? That I don't know how to explain it. If you have a vagina and you squirt, you know what I'm saying? Sucking. Having your mouth around the clit and lightly sucking. Some really enjoy the sucking sensation. Others won't, so you'll need to check in to see if they like that. And always start light because it is quite sensitive. I like this in toy form. I've had guys suck on my clitoris and it has been fun, but mezclado con the pointer technique. It's not just the sucking because it can hurt. It's a very sensitive, como que es un área bien sensible y se hincha. So you got to be careful with that. But toys-wise, that we're going to talk about in a future episode, para mí, los mejores son los que suck your clitoris. Those are literally the best toys on earth. Like nothing, no man, no person ever, ni tú, are going to make you feel like that toy en específico makes you feel. It's insane. Then feel free to get your hands involved, fingering the vagina or stimulating the other parts of the body. You can also use your tongue to penetrate the vaginal opening just to get right there. Here are some more practical tips from Bella. Try making your mouth into a shape that makes... Ah, sí, este es bueno. Okay, pero antes de decirle esto, les voy a hablar un poquito de eso de usar your hands and fingering. Like, lo que estoy diciendo de hacer así es que cuando tú das dedo así... Los tipos usualmente, iba a ser un hombre y tiene las manos grandes, como que eso molesta. Así es para arriba. Acá, nosotros tenemos el G-spot en el clítoris y aquí. So, tienes que darle para arriba en vez de así. Do you get the vibes? Tienen que ver este video en YouTube. I'm doing a lot of things with my hands and my mouth. Okay, try making your mouth into the shape that makes... when you make an ah noise. And the place... then place your upper lip... above the clit. Make sure that your top lip is covering your teeth and then have your bottom lip just above the vagina opening. And apply a bit of pressure there. And it means your partner can grind into you and you really strong anchor point. Then your tongue is free to roam from there. Eso está cabrón. ¿Ve? Ese es el tipo de... Esa combi... Quitamos hasta el sucking que dije. Esa combi con the pointer. Eso es like a win-win situation. Like, I can assure you that every girl likes that. You're literally devouring it. Es que ponga este labio haciéndole fuerza encima del clítoris. Porque ahí le está pidiendo presión. Y hay tipos que también lo hacen con la nariz. A mí antes me gustaban los hombres con las narices grandes porque, te lo juro, y no es ni chiste. You felt the nose when they were eating your pussy. And si te lo están comiendo así, que literal está sentada y te lo están comiendo de frente, it's so fucking awesome porque le está, la nariz a veces le mete la presión al clítoris y mientras te están comiendo, pues le están metiendo presión al clítoris y tú literalmente le estás... Le presionan la cara y todo para que sentirla más todavía. I love... Shout out to all the guys with the big noses. Shout out, literal. Y usually they also have big cocks. I don't know. Super weird. Pero, yeah. Está cool eso porque con esto... Y yo siento que eso también... We'll get into that. La parte de este labio la presiona con los dientes atrás. Y esta parte, tienes todo esto para roam inside of the vagina, which is fucking amazing, man. And also breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. Si no estás con una tipa como yo que te está haciendo que te muera ahí, porque me gusta cómo se siente tu nariz en mi clítoris, pues, breathe through your nose, daddy. I think breathing is really important. You've got to get some air there. If you're eating pussy for a long time. I've known guys that actually love eating pussy. Y de momento cuando terminan están como que... Yo, bro. I love it. Ay, me encanta tu pajera. But you need to breathe, babe. You can't just die there. Maybe. No, but for real. And obviously, I wanted to make very clear que we have to be careful. You can also get STDs via oral sex. So be careful. You may also use protection. There is a few things that you can do vaginal-wise. Ya había visto. But the best protection to use is a dental dam essential, a thin sheet of latex or whatever that can stretch over the vulva. If you can't find one, you can make one cutting a condom into a rectangle sheet and you can stretch it out over the area. Esa es una manera de have save pussy eating session. Y obvio, tú puedes mamar bicho con condón. En verdad, yo mamo, no me odio decir eso así. I've given head with a condom on, and it's super cool. Like, I don't mind at all. Like, I don't get what people hate condoms. I actually love them. Yeah, just so you know, you can give and receive head safely. Try it. And yeah, esos son unos tips que vi, and like, guys are like that. O sea, guys need full on names and directions. The flat out, lengua completamente flat. Just going up and down. Y pero que cuando vaya up y roce esos glands del clítoris, meterle un poquito más de presión. The second one, the pointer. Literalmente, 8-figure, lao a lao, up and down in the clitoris with the perfect amount of pressure. Y el otro es el sucking on the clitoris. Ask your partner if she likes that. If she does, kudos. Y a los suavecito, you're not a vacuum. No es para hacerle un hickey. So take it easy. Literalmente es como que... Chupal, lick. Do you get the vibes? I hope you do, because you're not going to embarrass me with your bitch now. Okay, entonces ahora voy con mi personal tips on how I like it. Para mí, it's a challenge enjoying head. I know how I like my head. So when it's not how I like it, I'm like, fuck no, I gotta tell this guy. And now that gets me off the mood. But I'm open if I really, and I see potential in his pussy eating skills, I'll lead the way. Pero I'm going to tell you to keep going in the clitoris area a lot. That's the only area we need. Yeah, because the other parts, there's no, like, hay ningún problema, dale cariñito a toda. Love it. But we need special attention. The poochie pussy needs a little bit of extra attention in the clitoral area. That's my area. And it's pretty easy to find. Literally, open the fucking clit and do like open the pussy a little, like no stretching. Once again, two fingers, open it. There it is. It's literally like a doorknob right there. Y ahí, cuando you're gonna notice that. If you have tiene confianza con esta persona and she's just like naked laying and you see her walking around or whatever, you're gonna see that her pussy, it's that the clitoris per se is not as swollen as it is when she's really horny and soaking wet. So I'm always gonna be like very keeping that in mind. Another thing for me, I'm super, super... Yo soy bien mental. I make que estimularme 24/7. So I need you to talk to it. I need you to tell her that she's beautiful, that she's worth it, and that you love her, that you're grateful. I want you to beg for it. I want you to literally be mesmerized. Even if it's very similar to all the other pussies that you have seen, which I doubt, because we all have our little, say it with me now, snowflake. Todos son distintos. But que quiero que me digas todos los compliments del mundo, porque as I said before, as a woman, ya yo no, I'm a nudist. I'm not shameful about my body. Pero en hay sociedad, es normal, está inculcado en uno como que to be ashamed of your vagina and of your body because you're a woman. And I genuinely need for you to remind me that this pussy's power, that you're grateful, that you love it, that you're thankful that whatever happens here is because this bitch, this little tight pussy, deserves it. And also the thigh kissing, and I had a guy once smell my thighs and like, que rico, tú eres rica toda. Like, ese tipo de comentario, esas son las cosas que ya I'm gonna be, tú vas a ver como poquito a poquito se va salivando ella solita. Pero al final del día, siempre voy a decir que y'all need to fucking know where the clitoris is and don't be afraid. Además, pero, o sea, no quiero que ahora se vayan a un viaje que solamente hagan esto. Obviously, te estoy diciendo que tienes que juntarlo del clitoris con otras de las otras cositas que te he dicho. Pero el saber dónde está el clitoris es clave para lograr que una chica tenga un orgasmo durante sexo oral. To me. No sé qué, no, si eres una nena y te vienes con que no te toquen el clítoris durante sexo oral, please let me know, because I've never met someone like that. Y yeah, it's fucking amazing. Si no te gusta, o sea, o no te lo han hecho así, manda a que te lo hagan así. Period. That's what it is. Y esto yo creo que está de más decirlo. Si tu novio no te mama el culo, pues para eso que no mame, como dijo el profeta Benito Martínez. Para mí eso está absurdo. ¿Cómo que tú no me vas a comer el culo? Ya estás aquí. You're one step away. I would eat your ass. You're just a little pussy. Y no me deja. But I mean, if you're gonna do the job, you're gonna do it right. And that's on that. Period. Also, I'm not talking about toys porque quiero hacer algo como un tema específico sobre toys. There's a lot of different toys and a lot of different foreplays that you can do with toys. But giving head, like when someone's eating you out and they put the vibrator on your clitoris, insane. Insane. Y'all need to try that. The cool thing about the vagina is that you can do multiple things like that. We have the toys. We have different areas to stimulate. You can go to the anal. There's different places to explore. And also, disclaimer. I'm almost done. Like, it's pretty basic pointer sucking flat out. Pointer sucking flat out. Y antes de todo eso, foreplay. Y si quieres añadir este juguete, might as well do that. Ahí sí vas a tener el squirt session de tu vida. And it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be fucking dope. Y no importa, no te avergüences. Si sientes que te vas a mear, it's fine, meale. It probably deserves it, don't worry. Como que no siento que me voy a mear. Meate, mami, meate. Do you, queen. Do fucking you. Va a ser la mejor mea de tu vida. Okay? I love you so much. I want you to go to your BF's house and literally spread your legs open, show him the clit, and be like, hey, let's try the flat out, the pointer, and the sucking. No, for real. But if you guys have any more tips and tricks on how to give the proper head to a pussy owner, feel free to DM me at pushytalkpod or at pushytalk pod@gmail.com. I love you so much. I hope you loved this episode. We're going to talk about this a lot more. But yeah, you need to own your right to get eaten out. Como que te tienen que comer. Like, tienes que dejar que te devoren y te disfruten y da instrucciones de cómo te gusta porque tú mereces have a good time. Tú estás bien fajada, como la chamaca esa, sin comer, para cuando gaguees te salga saliva y sea lubricante natural. And he's not gonna eat your pussy? No. No. And can you believe there's actually guys that don't, like straight guys that actually don't eat pussy? There's straight guys that don't kiss you after you suck them off. I've had guys I've swallowed and they've kissed me. Like, tongue kissed me after. Cuando tú te metes con gente así, creas unos estándares y de momento el sexo nada es gross, ¿me entiendes? Como que, porque es como que gracias, qué rico, estamos agradecidos, literalmente nada es gross. Como que el sudor no es gross, semen is not gross, pee is not gross, saliva is not gross, hasta vómito is not gross cuando you're choking on it. So, do your thing, have fun, have a safe, fun, free sex life, bro. Do your thing. Y please, guys, don't be selfish. If she gave you one of the best heads you've ever had, eat her out. Y no como que eat her out just to eat her out. Actually figure out what does she like and how maybe you can make her come like that. Tons of girls tend to come by oral. It's just that they don't know how to tell their partner what they like to get to that climax. But here I am, encouraging you to do your research, to practice, and like and subscribe. I'm talking too much shit. Este episodio es largo y Eduardo me va a regañar. Así que los amo muchísimo. This is Pushy Talk, bitch. Okay, guys, let's go to your tips and tricks on eating pussy properly. A guy said, para dar oral a una chica, me gusta ir con calma, acariciar y besar todo su cuerpo antes de bajar al pozo. Todo cool, todo chévere. We love the foreplay. But why did you call it el pozo? I have a treasure. Si quieres hablar de algo que you're going to find. What the fuck? Lengua con dedito modo turbo. Lengua, lengua, lengua dedito. Use your hands, kids. That's important. I'm a big fan of pressure. Like, yes, tongue pressure on the clit, boom, squirting. LMFAO. Literal. A mí también. Esa es la manera. Que me ponga literalmente toda tu fuerza en la lengua y hasta que te duela la lengua. I'm going to literally come all over your mouth. Pasar la lengua en forma circular mientras you suck it. Gland, clit. Todo en el clítoris. En verdad yo siento que el clítoris es el win-win siempre. Como que if you know how to treat the clitoris right, you'll succeed, en verdad. Que se lo disfruten y que te... Esto es una nena. Que se lo disfruten y que te digan que te sabe agüita de coco. Acho, no hay nada mejor que uno haberse fajado. Así calándose. Comiste bien. Frutitas, juguito de agua con limón. Mira, cranberry, relax, no mucha lactosa, pero yogur para el probiótico, para el pH. Y que te digan que te sabías rico. Es como que, boy, I know. Girl, I know. Literal, I knew you were going to eat it. So I did a little feast for you, dad. For your dad, for your mom, for anyone who wants to try this little pink piss. Y otra nena puso, my must is swallowing. I love it. O sea, que a ella se la traguen todo cuando ella se venga. She's a squirter and she wants it. She wants you to swallow it. She wants you to swallow. Like, we swallow for y'all. We love a queen. Yo también. But I've done that like three times contada in my life. Squirted in people's mouths. fingering while you eating it out, it almost, okay? Yeah, lots of girls like that. I generally, no tanto. I like estimulación en clitoris cuando me la están comiendo. Maybe, like, if you're, like, eating the labia como tal, esa la, el, los labios, you could, like, touch my clitoris while you're eating the other parts of my pussy. Pero I don't, I, el, este sensación, hay veces que me gusta, pero hay muchas veces que en verdad no, no me corre para nada. And yeah, that's that. And you guys are amazing. And I love that you guys know what you're doing. And I'm here for it. I'm super here for it. So let's get back to it.